This hour, we will talk about listening, and I hope you'll call in to pay tribute to a loved one that you might want to interview on this National Day of Listening. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, November 23rd. Well, I don't know about you, but I am still full from our Thanksgiving Day feast yesterday, and I hope you have a full belly and a full heart after your holiday. I'm also happy to continue what has turned into a day after Thanksgiving tradition on this show to talk about a somewhat new tradition that our guest is trying to foster, the National Day of Listening. We will listen to some stories that were gathered by StoryCorps, a public radio project where people are interviewed about their experiences, their memories, and these oral histories are preserved in the Library of Congress. And we'll tell you how you can also record and interview one of your loved ones, maybe today, during this National Day of Listening. This year, the effort is focusing on collecting stories from veterans and active duty military personnel. And we'll welcome your questions and maybe your stories at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Dave Isay. He is founder and president of StoryCorps. His books include All There Is, Love Stories from StoryCorps. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, I hope you had a very good Thanksgiving.
I did indeed.
Wonderful.
You as well.
Yes, I did. So, and thanks for joining us once again. Now, this is turning into somewhat of a tradition. We've done this for the past couple of years, but for those who didn't hear you on the show last year, what is the National Day of Listening all about?
Sure. Well, as some listeners may know, I run StoryCorps, which is this kind of massive oral history project that started a little bit over 9 years ago in New York City and has since spread around the country. We have these booths where you bring a loved one. You're met by a trained facilitator who brings you inside, and you sit with your son, your grandmother, whoever you want to interview, for 40 minutes in this soundproof booth, facilitators in the corner recording, and you have this conversation about say, your grandmother's life. Many people think of it as, if I had 40 minutes left to live, what would I want to ask my grandmother? What would I want to say to her? At the end of the 40 minutes, the two CDs have been burned. One goes home with you. The other stays with us and goes to the Library of Congress so your great-great-great-great-grandkids can get to know your grandmother through her voice and through her story. We've recorded about about 45,000 of these with about 90,000 people in all 50 states so far. And we can't nearly meet the demand for recording these interviews. So we created this holiday 5 years back called the National Day of Listening, which is kind of StoryCorps do-it-yourself. So on the day after Thanksgiving, we ask and suggest that people take an hour out and use whatever equipment you may have at hand. And that's changing rapidly because of the changes in technology. So many people have cell phones now that can make a recording. Use that equipment to take an hour out to honor someone in your life by recording an interview with them. We have a website, which is nationaldayoflistening.org, which makes it very, very easy to take that interview and upload it to a website called SoundCloud, which has this National Day of Listening archive. SoundCloud is kind of the YouTube of audio. So it's a one-click upload for your interview to go into this virtual archive. And as you said, Joy, this year, every year we have a theme. And this year our theme is to honor someone who has been in the military, is in the military, military family, by recording an interview. But if that's not something you want to do, if there's someone else you want to interview, that's fine as well. The idea is to just do it, to take an hour and think about who it is you want to interview, and make sure that you do it today or any time during the holiday.
And why is it important to at least consider doing this?
Well, it's important. I've done a lot of interviews about the National Day of Listening over the last couple of days. And in every interview I do, either the host, usually the host, or whoever it is that's calling on the phone will say, I wish I had interviewed my father, I wish I had interviewed my brother, but I waited too long. I think that the question will be answered by the end of this show.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that we wait. And you never know what's going to happen. You know, I lost my dad a couple months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was very, thank you. I was very, very lucky to have recorded a StoryCorps interview with him. And he died very suddenly. And, you know, it's not until no one could believe in StoryCorps more deeply than I do. I mean, I've been talking about this nonstop for 9 years, but it's not until the rubber hits the road and you've lost your father very suddenly and the only record you have of his voice is this interview you've done that you really understand how important it is. So, you know, if anything, what the National Day of Listening is a reminder just not to wait. And, you know, I can promise that if you take the time to do this interview, first of all, you're going to find out things you never knew about the person you're talking to, because that's the nature, as you know, Joy, of having a conversation with a microphone. It gives you the permission to have conversations you don't normally get to have. And I also promise that you'll never regret it.
And Dave, it's really, I've thought about this each time that we've done this show, but I just before we started, I thought, gosh, I wish I would have done this with my dad before he passed away. The same answer that our listeners are probably giving. We already have callers lining up. We have a lot of segments that we actually took from your website in the Military Voices initiative. Tell us first why you decided to have a special focus this year on military voices.
Well, we've had a bunch of special initiatives through the years for StoryCorps. This will be our eighth major national initiative. First one was 9/11 families. Everyone who lost a loved one on September 11th comes to StoryCorps to leave a record of their lives. We have an African American initiative, which is now the largest collection of African American voices ever gathered. We have some health-based initiatives, an Alzheimer's initiative, one that's relatively new with families who have a loved one who's in hospice or palliative care facing an end of life, a very, very serious illness. And it was time to do military voices. Our military, National Day of Listening is to honor vets across wars. Our Military Voices initiative, that's being done by the Central StoryCorps office, is post 9/11 veterans. And as, you know, Iraq is over, Afghanistan is winding down, there are 2.4 million veterans of those conflicts and millions of families as well. And we hope to be able to honor those voices and help to create the definitive record of the post 9/11 conflicts through the voices of the men and women who fought it and their families. I'm sure you've talked about this on your show. The fact that, you know, when vets come home, there's a feeling of isolation. It's this whole 1% idea that, you know, 1% of the country is fighting for the other 99% of ours. And often they feel silenced. They feel like people don't understand what they went through. And StoryCorps is just a public service. We're here to allow folks who fought, family members, to come with whoever they want to come with and leave a record of their experiences for history. So it's a great privilege for us to be able to launch this, and we'll be officially launching it in about 9 days in Washington, D.C.
And I'm sorry, I'm a little confused, though, but with the National Day of Listening, you are encouraging people to interview a loved one for whatever reason, but to have perhaps a special focus on collecting a story from a veteran or an active duty
military.
Yeah.
That's right. So we suggest that if there's someone in your family or someone who you want to interview, or if you don't have anyone you want to interview, go to a senior center and see if there's a vet there. But of course, if you'd rather interview a family member, we'd have you do that as well. It's just, you know, I think what the National Day of Listening is really something to get you to think
mm-hmm.
and hopefully to act and record these interviews. So we want you to record an interview. And the idea of doing a military interview is hopefully will push you a little bit closer to that act of pulling out your cell phone and recording an interview.
We are talking with Dave Isay. He is the founder and president of StoryCorps. And we are talking about the National Day of Listening, an opportunity for you to collect and record a story from a loved one. This year, the effort is focusing on collecting stories from veterans and active duty military personnel. We'll hear some stories, and we will hear your story, perhaps, and your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And by the way, you can find the National Day of Listening website linked to our Facebook page and on our program notes at wpr.org/joy. It's going to be a mostly cloudy, cold day today, a lot colder than yesterday. We had near record highs in some communities in Wisconsin in the 60s yesterday. Today, we're only going to see high temperatures in the upper 20s in the north to the low 30s in the south. Scattered light snow expected statewide today as well. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Hoping you will be with us Monday morning at this time, every Monday between 7 and 8. It's our State Capitol Report, where we focus in on what's happening at our State Capitol, the issues being debated under the Capitol Dome. And we have Governor Scott Walker joining us on Monday from 7 until 7:30. So be sure to tune in and call in with questions that you might have for Governor Scott Walker, our State Capitol Report on Monday. Right now, we are talking about the National Day of Listening. It's today. Our guest is Dave Isay, who is the founder and president of StoryCorps. And let's play an example of one of the stories you collected, Dave. Let's talk about, why don't you tell us about First Lieutenant Thomas Nelson and his wife talking about their first year of marriage?
I don't know much more than that. I haven't heard this interview in a very long time.
Okay.
But this would have been a StoryCorps interview previous to when we started our military initiative, which quietly started a couple of months ago. And I would bet that they're talking about Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah, let's take a listen.
We've been married for how long? 9 months. What do you think the hardest thing's been so far?
The hardest thing is definitely never being able to have any kind of consistent time together. Because, well, since we were married, we went on a honeymoon, and it was great for 5 days, and then I was gone to Afghanistan for 4 months. And, you know, we were going on missions, and sometimes I'd just have to say, hey, I'm going to be gone for a couple of days, I can't call you. When in truth, I was going, you know, into this mission that there was good chance that we were going to get shot or killed, and all I could say to you is, I can't talk to you for 2 days. You know, that always uncertainty of, am I coming back? Is he coming back? And just, you
are
know.
Things going to be the same when you come back? They definitely haven't been the same.
And they weren't. It was a struggle at first, but I think now we're getting back to a good place where we were at before.
I agree. I told you this in the car right before you went to Afghanistan. I told you that if you didn't come home, that you've always been the best man that I've ever known. And I was so happy that we decided to get married. And I'm still really happy that we did, even though sometimes I definitely have a lot of doubts about this lifestyle. And I know it's not forever, the military, but I'm very proud to be with you. And I just love you a lot. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to start crying now. These stories always bring tears to my eyes. Dave, I say that was interesting because it was the husband and the wife talking together. You can do it that way too.
Absolutely. I mean, again, as I said a couple minutes ago, I mean, we're a public service. We're a free public service, and we are here to serve. And people can come in whatever combination they're comfortable with. I mean, I think a lot of people in the service who have served are probably most comfortable speaking to people who've served with them. And if that's the way that folks want to do it, you know, we're happy to have it done that way. So, you know, the point is to have these conversations and you know, whatever kind of permutation of interview partnership people feel comfortable using, that's how we ask people to do it.
Let's take a call from Mike in Madison. Hello, Mike.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to share, I used to work for a firm that took orders from people all over the country, and I wound up speaking with a gentleman in California who was probably in his 80s at the time. His name was Felix Rosenthal, and he had a little bit of an accent. It turned out his father was a German Jew who lived just north of the Italian border. His mother was an Italian Jew who just lived south of the German border. They got together and lived in Germany until things got rough. They immigrated back into Italy until things got rough. They fled through Switzerland and lived in South America for a bit, and then ultimately immigrated to California. So he was turning 18 or 19 about the time we entered the war. He was drafted, and when they found out he spoke four languages, they gave him false papers, dropped him behind the German lines, and he spied on the Third Reich. He actually met and talked with Hitler And when I asked him when he was going to write it down or when they were going to make the movie, he said, "Ah, nobody's interested in this." So I thought, after all these years, maybe I should tell the story.
Well, you did tell the story, didn't you? And I'm sorry, Mike, it sounds like it's really windy outside, and I know it is. I was going to follow up with some questions for Mike, but we might not be able to hear his answers. That's everybody's got a fascinating story, I would imagine, Dave.
Well, everybody's got a story. And, you know, the trick is, the StoryCorps is really a project about listening. And, I mean, that Felix Rosenthal story is great. And I love the idea. If I understood that correctly, this was just someone who he had a phone relationship with through his work, and this all came out. I would assume that Mr. Rosenthal, he's not in touch with him, but if you wanted if he was still alive or he had a relative that you could track down, get him on Skype, get him on the phone, and do an interview. It is a great story. And if not, then you should sit and with a family member and record that story today. People love to be listened to. And if with Mr. Rosenthal, I mean, I think that if you had said, you know, this is for future, this is for history, you may think your story isn't interesting, but I think it is, then I bet he would have talked, and I bet he would have kept talking until the batteries ran out on the on the tape recorder.
I bet. Mike, thank you so much for sharing that. So do a lot of the storytellers feel maybe they don't have anything to say at first, and you have to coax them a little bit to do these interviews for posterity?
Absolutely. I mean, I you know, to some extent, I think we live in a culture where people feel that, you know, that if we're back to that kind of 1% thing, that 0.001% of people are interesting, and that would be celebrities and very wealthy people, and the rest of us are kind of secondary citizens and not worth listening to. And what I hope comes through with StoryCorps is that the stories of everyday people, of the people we love, of our neighbors, our grandparents, are as interesting and as important as, you know, what we see in on 24-hour news and in the tabloids and so forth. People sometimes do need to be coaxed, and StoryCorps is not about forcing anyone to do an interview, and I think especially around military, you know, stuff, people can be uncomfortable, and you don't ever want to tell people they have to do an interview. But in our experience, you know, 99.9% of people just want to be asked and just want to be heard. And, you know, that's very much what StoryCorps is about. It's the fact that listening to someone who matters to you, or someone who you don't know that well, whether it's, you know, Mr. Rosenthal, the guy who you have a business relationship with on the phone, that saying, "Who are you? What have you learned in life? How do you want to be remembered?" is one of the most profound and intense and beautiful ways that we can tell another human being that they mean something to us, that their lives matter and they won't be forgotten. So it's all in the asking. You need to ask. And if someone says, you know, that they don't have anything to say, you know, push a little bit more and say, "This isn't for you. This is for your grandkids." Or maybe have your grandkid ask the question. Have your kid ask the question of your parent if they don't want to talk. Most of the time, you're going to find that whoever it is you're asking is very, very happy to be recorded and to be listened to.
Well, let's say this weekend, you know, Uncle Joe agrees that he'll do an interview with me. And let's say he served in Afghanistan. What would be a first question for someone?
Well, let me give the quick rundown. And Joy, you said that on your website you can get a link to our website, the National Native Listening site, which has instructions on how to do a recording. First of all, what you want to do is bring this person into a quiet room. And turn off TVs, turn off all that extraneous sound. Headphones are a great thing to use when you're making recordings. And then you hold the microphone of whatever device you have about one spread out hand's length away from the mouth of the person you're interviewing. When you do a StoryCorps interview, an official StoryCorps interview, what the facilitators will always tell you is ask that question you've always wanted to ask first, because the 40 minutes, which is what we suggest for a National Day of Listening interview, and it's the length of time for a StoryCorps interview, those 40 minutes go by fast. So So what you want to do is ask what you've always wanted to ask. As you know, Joy, I mean, it's important to prepare before you go. And on our website, we have, you know, the 10 most frequently asked StoryCorps questions, hundreds of other questions, questions for folks who have served in the military. And you can choose the question you want to ask or just whatever it is you wanted to know. I mean, it could be when did you know you wanted to serve, or when were you most afraid, or, you know, what did it feel like when you came home, you know, and any question, whatever you want to know. And then you just listen carefully to the answers and keep kind of asking those questions. And again, as I said earlier, one of the beautiful things about this process and about having a microphone is that a lot of these questions are questions you just can't ask around the dinner table. And doing these interviews gives you the opportunity to talk about things you don't normally get to talk about.
Let's take a call from Maddie in Wapaka. Hello, Maddie.
Hi. Back in the 1970s and 80s, I tape recorded a number of prominent Oneida tribal members. I'm a member of the Oneida tribe. And anyway, I wondered if I could still get some of these into the National Archive. One of them was Amos Christian, who served in World War II. And how would I go about getting those into the National Archive?
You mean the Library of Congress, Maddie?
Well, whatever StoryCorps goes
through. Okay, yes.
Maddie, thanks for that call. Unfortunately, we can only, because there are very high standards of what we can send to the Library of Congress, including release forms and the audio quality, we can't accept anything that wasn't recorded as part of StoryCorps proper. And in fact, the National Day of Listening interviews don't go to the Library of Congress. They go on the SoundCloud website, but they're not included in the Library of Congress. I'd suggest that you may want to contact your local historical society or contact the Library of Congress directly and just tell them that you have these interviews and see if it's something that they might be able to accept. But StoryCorps, unfortunately, doesn't have a mechanism to accept them.
Thank you.
Glad you did the interview.
I am, too, and I'm glad you called, Maddie. We have news coming up from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about listening and the National Day of Listening, which is today, where you are encouraged to collect stories from loved ones who are veterans or active duty personnel. Today is the National Day of Listening, and we are talking with StoryCorps founder Dave Isay about the National Day of Listening, which is a chance for you to collect and record stories from a loved one. This year, the effort is focusing on collecting stories from or about veterans and active duty military personnel. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Friday, November 23rd. So have you participated in the National Day of Listening in the past? Tell us about it. Is there someone in your life who you would like to interview? Who and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Or maybe you have questions about how to do this. I'm sure that Dave Isay can help out there as well. And we have callers who have been waiting, so let's go to Amy in Appleton next. Hello, Amy.
Good morning, Joy. Good
morning.
I have a situation where my best friend since childhood, her mother was terminally ill with cancer, and within their church family, they had decided that each member of the church, when they were terminal or very ill, someone who was trained by their pastor to ask questions or questions that the family wanted asked, the person would go in with them quietly in their room and just interview them about those things or let them talk about whatever they wanted to talk about. And each one of her daughters got a copy of that tape, and a copy was kept by the church. So if anyone's in the church wanted to learn more about her, they could. And I didn't realize there was a National Day of Listening, but I just thought that was such a wonderful idea.
Sure is. So what do you think, Dave?
I think it's great. And I haven't, I have not heard that before, but it's basically exactly what StoryCorps is, and certainly what the National Day of Listening is all about. And I'd encourage churches everywhere to undertake in a tradition like that.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Amy, for sharing that. I hadn't heard of that either. Well, let's share a couple of stories from StoryCorps. This one is Alan Ho talking about his son who died in Iraq.
And I said, I want you to know that my son was a warrior. He absolutely recognized all of the risks that were involved. She cried and she said that as the head trauma nurse, one of her tasks was to prepare his body for his men to have a last feeling. And she said that she tried to close his eyes, but as she went to press his lids together, they always would come open just a little bit. And she said that had bothered her all this time. And I looked at her and I laughed. And she kind of gave me this puzzled look. And she was like, I'm curious now, why are you laughing? And I said, my son would sleep with his eyes partially open. His men, when they were in combat, they were never certain what they could do when the lieutenant was sleeping, because they never knew if he was sleeping or he was just awake watching what they were doing. And I said, the simple fact that you shared that story with me totally convinces me now that you were with my son when he died.
Wow, that was powerful. I didn't know where that was going at first. Wow.
I think if I remember the backstory to that is that Alan Ho was at the Vietnam Memorial for a Veterans Day service of some kind, and he had a picture of his son on a button on his chest, and this and the major who had been a trauma nurse recognized his son's picture, and they had this conversation at the wall.
Yeah, and it's talking to someone, a loved one. You know, I mean, this was the father of somebody who served.
Yes.
You know, so getting the different perspectives too is really important. It's not exclusively someone who served. It could be absolutely not.
And I mean, we're very conscious of making sure that we include the names of that we include the stories of family members, because they have in some ways served along with the family member who actually did serve, and the kind of, I mean, you heard from that first interview, the kind of sacrifices that family members make as well are just remarkable and deserve to be recognized, and they deserve, you know, our thanks.
Profound yeah.
thing.
In fact, let's take a listen, another family related story. This is a Sergeant Papsy Lemus telling her daughter about going off to the war in Iraq. So let's take a listen to this.
How did you feel when you left?
Worried. I didn't know if I was ever going to see you guys again. And it was hard because when you guys got sick, I wasn't able to come home, tuck you in at night, and sing you your lullabies or read you a bedtime story like we used to.
Did you see any kids there?
Yes. It was kind of overwhelming because all the little kids in the town ran to the street and start waving at us, and it reminded me of you guys.
Did you shoot anyone or kill anyone while you were there in the war?
No, I never shot my rifle while I was in Iraq. How did you feel when I was away?
I felt really sad, and Dad, he had to try to be the mom and the dad mostly, but he couldn't all the time. So he always had to have me be the mom a lot.
Is there a time when you were afraid?
Yeah, I was afraid. I was afraid mostly on your birthdays, because I thought that what if you died on your own birthday and I would never see you again. And it was just hard.
Was it?
Yeah. How did you feel when you got home?
It didn't sink in that I was actually home. You know, am I dreaming? Is it happening? And all I can think is, are they going to remember me and love me, or are they going to hold it against me for leaving them? And then you guys just ran up to me and said, I love you, Mom, and welcome home. I missed you. I started crying, and that's when it got me.
Boy, you don't realize how powerful just a conversation between a mother and a daughter can be.
Yeah, and I also think it's, you know, you think about radio and audio, and you know this well. I mean, it's the power of the human voice. And, you know, we always think that the soul is kind of contained in the voice, and you're just kind of stripped down, and you're not thinking about what someone looks like. It's just two people, you know, two human beings talking to each other, and that's it.
And this was an example of a young girl. This was the daughter, Griselda Lemus, interviewing her mom, who served
right.
in Iraq, Sergeant Patsy Lemus. So this was what sounded like a young girl asking some pretty good questions. Yeah,
and I think that, you know, that question, for instance, that, you know, that is really remarkable of when the mom asked the daughter, when were you most afraid, and she says, I was afraid on your birthdays because I was scared you'd be killed on your birthday. I mean, that's just the kind of conversation and the kind of thing that I think just would not come up except in the kind of formal pairing of these recordings.
We are talking about the National Day of Listening with Dave Isay, who is founder and president of StoryCorps. StoryCorps is a public radio project where people are interviewed about their experiences, their memories, and these oral histories through StoryCorps are preserved in the Library of Congress. And the National Day of Listening is an extension of StoryCorps. StoryCorps is encouraging you to do this yourself, where you can record and interview one of your loved ones during this National Day of Listening. So who might that person be in your life? Or what questions might you ask during an interview session like this? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It's going to be cloudy and cold with scattered light snow statewide today. It's going to be windy as well with highs between 27 and 33 degrees. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 8 o'clock, it's a Black Friday edition of the Week in Review. We'll have two guests from different political viewpoints talking with you about the news of the week, the top political stories in state, national, and international news. It's our Friday Week in Review coming up in our next hour. And as always, it's your views on the news every Friday after 4 o'clock. John Munson will be filling in for Ben Marins today. You can call in after 4 to talk about what you think was the most significant news story of the week after 4. We are talking about the National Day of Listening, which is today. So while the family's around this weekend, this holiday weekend, who would you want to interview and why? And especially if that person has a connection with the military. It's not required, but the National Day of Listening today has a focus on military stories, veterans or active military personnel. Or do you have any questions about how you might go about doing this? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Dave Isay is with us. He is founder and president of StoryCorps, which is coordinating this effort. And I'm wondering, Dave, if people, does it have to be a loved one or can it just be anybody?
It can be anybody.
Yeah, so you could just go to the mall, and if somebody, I don't know, I mean, you meet somebody that's just interesting, you might not be someone you know, you're requesting, though, that you get into some sort of quiet room and do this, even if it's a stranger.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that the highest use of StoryCorps would be to take the time with someone who matters to you. And that's you know, thinking about, you know, again, if you want to use the example of the larger StoryCorps, it's hard to get a reservation. So people usually bring that person who is kind of an angel in their life, who they want to, again, it's an act, it's a great way of honoring someone, telling them how much you love them by listening to their story. So, you know, I think that, the most useful way to do this would be to pick someone who's around who you really want to honor. If that's not possible, then, you know, I don't think that going to the mall and kind of picking someone up there, although I have to say we had, when StoryCorps opened 9 years ago, you know, before, it's kind of a crazy idea. No one really wanted to come. So we had, you know, largely an empty booth, and we had a few early adopters and people who would come, you know, 100 times. And bring, you know, everybody who they met on the subway and do these interviews, and those all worked out great. But that's kind of a rare instance. I mean, I think that if you don't have anyone at home who you want to interview, that the trick would be to go to a senior center and see if they would allow you to go in and do an interview with someone there and honor someone who really doesn't have a chance to be listened to today. So that would be my suggestion. I guess the mall would be the last,
yeah,
the final option. Yeah.
And what if the point of recording the interview? I know it's important to the National Day of Listening, but if I mean, why does it need to be recorded rather than just interview somebody and listen to them?
Well, I think that you can certainly just if you don't have a tape recorder, you can do it by taking notes on a pad or just listening to someone. You know, the idea is to listen, but I think that it comes back to what we talked about before with that Papsy Lemus interview, that there's something about the formality of having a microphone and sitting down and having a set amount of time to do this in that, again, kind of brings it to the next level and gives you the chance to have a conversation you have never had before and may never have again. So that's the importance of kind of creating this formality around the interview process. But even if it's just sitting in a quiet space with someone and asking those questions, and you know, some of the big life questions that most people ask in StoryCorps interviews are questions like, how do you want to be remembered? What are the most important lessons you've learned in life? What would you want to say to your, you know, great, great, great grandchildren someday, if you could speak to them, what words of advice would you want to give them? That sort of stuff. What do you hope for me? So even if you don't have a tape recorder, it's great to have these conversations. But because we all have recording devices now, you know, just go for it. Why not give it a shot? Try to record it.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how many people are taking you up on this invitation?
We don't know, but we just, you know, we think it's growing every year, and it's some thousands across the country who do this. We have a lot of school groups and churches and others who participate, and we're going to keep plugging away until this thing becomes, hopefully, an American tradition.
Mm-hmm. And so once we take this first step and we do this interview with a loved one, then what do we do?
So you go on the National Day of Listening site, nationaldayoflisting.org, and you'll see a button that allows you to upload, that gives you instructions and allows you to upload your interview to a website called SoundCloud. Or it tells you how to do it directly through your mobile phone. So it's really a one-click process where after you've recorded, you put it up onto this website as part of the StoryCorps archive. You can attach a picture of the person you've interviewed as well. And it will be then appear on our National Day of Listening site once it's been moderated. It'll go up there, and other folks can listen to the interview you've done.
Wonderful. We have Chris in Trumpolo who's with us. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I understand you've done this sort of thing for the past couple of years?
I have. I usually go to the American Legion and just talk to the veterans there. They've always got just such wonderful stories to tell. And none of them are really all that bashful about talking about their experiences, especially the Navy guys.
The Navy guys are brave about it, huh? Chris, are you doing it, recording them as a part of this National Day of Listening, or are you going there just to talk to the vets?
Usually I just go to talk to the vets, primarily because these guys, a lot of them just want somebody to listen to them. And, you know, your veterans, they've always got good life stories to tell you, and it's just a great experience to go and sit down and listen to these guys and some of the things that they've done, and it's just an amazing time.
Why did you decide to do this, Chris?
My dad served in two wars. He was in Vietnam and Desert Storm. And when I was in high school, I did a project, and he wrote me a little essay. It was called War is Hell. And we actually got it in the National Guard Museum out at Volk Field now. And ever since then, I like to go and listen and see what these guys and men and women I have to say.
Yeah, and do you recall a story that stayed with you, impressed you, shocked you?
I ran into a Marine that was at Iwo Jima, and he told me about, he was one of the guys that was hoisting the flag.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was just to hear him describe it in vivid color detail. If you don't read books, you just can't quite picture it in your head, but it was quite the story.
Well, it sounds like you've reached your destination, Chris, as I hear your car door opening. Wow. How about that, Dave Isay?
It's great. And that also, we're hearing great stories of kind of the spirit of StoryCorps in real life. Chris, continue doing that, and I hope you'll try to record them again. If you have, most cell phones allow you to record, give it a shot and upload it to the StoryCorps site. Bring some of your friends along and do that as well and make it a tradition. But what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. And I think that your experience of people being open, people wanting to be heard, and the kind of miraculous, remarkable, and life-affirming stories that you'll hear when you take the time to ask is what other people would experience as well.
You know, we have time for one more excerpt from a StoryCorps story, and this is retired Sergeant First Class Max Voltz remembering his wife, who died in Iraq while disarming a bomb. Let's take a listen to his story.
She ripped bombs apart by hand in Iraq just like I did. There was no being scared, no doubt, no, I might die. We never talked about that. But she died on a incident that I sent her on. That night, she was at a different base, and I tried to talk to her on the phone before she went, just to tell her, like, an extra be careful. But she was already on her way to take care of it, so I didn't get to. Her wounds were severe. One leg was blown off, and she was in a medically induced coma when I got to the hospital. I talked to her the whole time she was in there. The nurses were telling me to talk to her because they assured me that they had seen people come out of comas before and that they remembered hearing things that people said. I mean, what are you going to tell your wife who's dying? That you love her and you don't want her to die. But I knew she was dead a long time before the doctors stopped working on her. You hold someone's hand and then it feels different. I called her parents. You know, I didn't want it to be a stranger knocking on the door in an army suit. I told them that she died in my arms 10 minutes ago. She did something that most people weren't willing to do. And I don't want people to think that because she was killed while she was working, that she was bad at her job or that she died because she was a girl. She did the same job that guys who think they're tough do. And she did it just as good as I did, and I think I'm the best that there is. I got married to her when I was 25. Our plan was to retire from the Army. Now I'm 36, and I still don't have a plan.
Wow. We only have 30 seconds to go, Dave Isay. I guess do these interviews while you still can.
Yep, that's the message of the National Day of Listening. Do the interviews while you can. And it is a great, despite the fact that you hear stories like that, and it goes back to what Chris was talking about, the thing he did with his dad, War is Hell. Do these stories while you can. It is incredibly uplifting. It's incredibly life-affirming. It's a very joyful experience, even if the stories are sad.
Yeah.
It's reaffirming that everybody's life matters.
Thank you so much for being with us. Dave Isay, founder and president of StoryCorps. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.